It's time for Fresh Oil with singer-songwriter and pastor Keith Manley, a program designed to minister the gospel of God's grace and to bring fresh oil to the brokenhearted. And now, with today's program, Pastor Keith Manley.
Hello, my friend. Welcome to Fresh Oil. I'm Keith Manley, your host. In Psalm 147 and verse 3, God says this. He says, He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. Today on Fresh Oil, we're talking about grace for healing, restoration for the broken. You know, life has a way of leaving scars on us. We carry around the wounds that we often go through in this life. And some wounds are physical, but others cut far deeper. They're wounds of the soul and the spirit. Betrayal can leave us broken. Sometimes loss can leave us empty. And rejection can make us feel unworthy. We carry around shame many times, and it tries to convince us that we're beyond repair. Many people live their lives carrying hidden pain that they think no one else sees, but sometimes it's very obvious, believing that healing is out of reach for them. But the truth is, grace not only saves us, it restores us as well. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. The grace of God is like a healing balm that touches our deepest hurts and it makes us whole. Jesus was the healer of brokenness. Sin damages our hearts and it leaves us feeling ashamed, unworthy, and distant from God. But grace brings restoration. The Bible tells us that Satan is the accuser of the brethren. He constantly wants to bring up your past and tell you you're not good enough. Isaiah 1 verse 18 promises this though. It says, though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. You know, when Jesus died on the cross, he didn't just forgive our sins. He removed the guilt and the shame that came with them. You don't have to live under the weight of all your past failures because grace wipes the slate clean. This week on Fresh Oil, we're talking from my new book entitled The Grace Revolution that's available on Amazon.com now. And I just want to share with you the grace that has changed my life and allowed me to live a much different life than I did before I began to understand grace. See, grace can heal the wounds of the past. Some pain isn't caused by our sin. It's caused by the actions of others. I've talked to a lot of people over the years who've gone through abuse, abandonment, and sometimes just the harsh words that have been spoken over us. The Bible says the tongue has the power of life and death, and sometimes people are destroyed by the words of others. And these wounds, they shape the way we view ourselves. But grace tells a different story. You're not what happened to you. You're who God says you are. I love Isaiah chapter 61 and verse 3 because it declares that Jesus came to give us a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of joy instead of mourning, and a garment of praise instead of a spirit of heaviness or despair. See, my friend, grace rewrites our story, and he turns our brokenness into beauty. Also, he has a way of healing the wounds of grief and loss. You see, losing a loved one, a dream that you thought would one day come true in your life and it never came to pass, that's like losing a part of yourselves and it can leave us feeling empty. But grace, it meets us in our time of mourning. In Psalm 34 and verse 18, this is one of my favorite verses in all the Bible. It says this, "The Lord is close to the brokenhearted, and he saves those who are crushed in spirit." Are you going through a time of brokenness today? Do you feel like the world has let you down and maybe even God has forsaken you? I've got good news for you today, friend. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted. He saves those who are crushed in spirit. You see, grace doesn't erase the pain, but it walks with us through the pain. Jesus himself, he wept at the tomb of Lazarus, his close friend. It says that in John 11 and verse 35, the shortest verse in all the Bible, simply says Jesus wept. He understands our grief, and he offers comfort beyond human understanding. There's a lot of examples in the Bible of healing through grace. There was the woman who had the issue of blood, and she felt hopeless. And in Mark chapter 5, verse 25 through 34, it says a woman had suffered for 12 years with a condition that made her an outcast. She had tried everything, but nothing worked. Yet when she touched the hem of Jesus' robe, she was instantly healed. Jesus didn't just heal her body. He restored her dignity and her worth. See, grace doesn't just heal part of us. It makes us whole. So many times people, even if they believe grace is for healing the body, they never understand that grace also can heal your soul. It can heal that damaged part of your emotions and your mind. Remember the leper who was healed? In Matthew chapter 8, a leper came to Jesus and he said, "Lord, if you're willing, you can make me clean." Jesus touched him and said, "I am willing. Be clean." You see, lepers were outcast in the time of Jesus. They were untouchable. They were abandoned by society, put outside the city in their own little colony where they lived. But you see, grace, it sees the outcast and it brings them in close. Maybe you feel rejected today or abandoned. God wants you to know that grace reaches where others won't dare reach. Then there was the story of the prodigal son. Remember him? He had a wounded soul. The prodigal son in Luke chapter 15, he left home. He spent his entire inheritance and blew it. He wasted everything, and then he returned home expecting shame. But instead, his father ran to embrace him. That's grace, friend. Grace touches the untouchable. Grace reaches the unreachable. This is grace. It doesn't just forgive our sins. It restores our soul. Now, how does grace bring healing? First of all, it restores our relationship with God. That's where it all begins. The greatest healing we need is to be spiritually reconciled with the Father. Because sin separates us, but grace brings us back into relationship with Father God. I love Romans chapter 5 and verse 1 because it says, "Therefore," you know I love the therefore verses, "therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." You see, friend, you don't have to strive for God's love. It's already been given to you through grace. Secondly, grace heals our identity. Many people struggle with feeling unworthy. They believe lies like, "I'll never be good enough. I'm too broken. I'm too far gone. There's no hope for me. God could never use me." But listen, grace, it renews our identity. In Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 10, it says this. It says, "For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do." See, you are chosen. You are loved, friend. And you're valuable to God. Not because of what you do, but because of who God says you are. Thirdly, grace heals our hearts through forgiveness. Sometimes the key to healing is forgiving those who hurt us. So God has a way of allowing us and giving us the ability to forgive those who hurt us deeply, not because they deserve it, not because it was okay, but because grace sets us free from the past and the hurt and all the bondage that Satan desires to bring in your life with bitterness. Jesus said this in Matthew 6:14. He said, "If you forgive other people when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you." You see, friend, forgiveness releases us from the chains of the past. Remember my definition for forgiveness? It's giving up the right to punish someone for the wrong they've done to you. That can only be accomplished through grace. And fourthly, grace gives strength for the journey. Healing is often a process, and sometimes it takes a time, a long time, for us to mend. But grace, it sustains us in that waiting period. In 2 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 9, the Lord told the Apostle Paul, he said, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness." You see, my friend, even when we don't see immediate healing, grace carries us through. It gets us through the journey in this life and the pain that we go through. Now, what are some practical ways to walk in grace for healing? Well, first of all, bring your wounds to God. In Psalm 55 and verse 22, it says this, "Cast your cares on the Lord, and He will sustain you." It begins by bringing it to God. Healing begins when we stop hiding our pain and we open the door to our heart and we bring it to God. And then secondly, speak God's truth over your life. See, many people only speak the problem, but replace the lies with truth. Say, "I am loved," according to Jeremiah 31, verse 3. Say, "I'm chosen," because that's what Ephesians 1 and verse 4 tells us. And then say, "I'm healed." That's what it says in Isaiah 53, verse 5. I believe, thirdly, we have to surround ourselves with encouraging believers. God oftentimes brings healing through community and fellowship. Find people who will pray with you and people who will speak life into your situation. And then fourthly, friend, it's so important that we choose to forgive. Make a conscious decision that you're going to let go of bitterness and hurt and resentment, and you're going to choose to forgive those who've wounded you. If bitterness is blocking your healing, ask God for the grace to release it. And then you got to trust God's timing, because healing doesn't always happen overnight. But you know what, friend? God is faithful. He's faithful to complete what He started. Pray this today. "Father, I bring my wounds before You. I need Your healing touch in my body, my heart, and my soul. Thank You for Your grace that restores and makes me whole again. And I receive Your love, and I choose to walk in freedom in Jesus' name." I believe as you share that prayer today with God, friend, I believe He can heal you and He can set you free from any bitterness, any hurt, and any resentment in your life. As I wind this up today, I want to share with you that grace really makes us whole. See, friend, healing is not found in self-help or striving. It's found in the grace of God. God's ability in you to do for you what you cannot do in yourself. Grace restores what was lost. One of the greatest miracles I've ever seen in my life is to see God restore broken relationships, restore a marriage that was doomed and headed for divorce court. And all of a sudden, they encounter grace and they learn the power of forgiveness. Grace mends the broken pieces in our life. God has a way of putting us back together. The story doesn't have to end like Humpty Dumpty, who sat on the wall and had a great fall, and all the king's horses and all the king's men could not put him back together again. No, grace mends the broken pieces. And grace carries us through the process. It'll get you through the healing process to where you can see God work in your life again. Whatever wounds you carry today, know this, His grace is enough. Open up your heart today to God's healing. Hey, if you're enjoying this week, The Grace Revolution, you can go to Amazon.com and get my new book. It's entitled The Grace Revolution by Keith Manley. And I so appreciate you joining me today on Fresh Oil. I'd love to hear from you. Go by the website at weneedgod.com. Drop me an email and let me know where you listen to the program.
Thanks for joining us today for Fresh Oil with Pastor Keith Manley. Fresh Oil is an outreach of Grace Family Church in Rockford, Illinois, and can be heard each weekday at this same time. You can reach us online at weneedgod.com. Until next time, remember, God's love for you is unconditional, and He makes His mercies new every morning.